WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
For over 30 years, Grace Paley has been a renowned writer and political activist, a combination rare in America. To her critics and admirers, she's known as a troublemaker. Paley has just brought out a collection of essays, interviews, short stories, and other writings called Just As I Thought, that trace her evolution as a writer and activist. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
As a short story writer, Grace Paley walks on water. So the news that she'd written an autobiographical collection of sorts made me and her other fans rejoice. How wonderful it would be to learn about the real-life models for all those tough, funny, Russian-Jewish immigrant characters who populate her stories. How inspiring to hear about her awakening to feminism and her own struggles with love and divorce, mothering and aging. Yeah, well, maybe some other time in some other book. Because as Paley's quasi-autobiographical collection of short stories, speeches, poems, and prefaces called Just As I Thought makes dramatically clear, hers has been a life where writing and personal reflection have been wedged in at the odd moment, in between protesting the war in Vietnam, serving time in jail for civil disobedience, traveling to North Vietnam and Moscow on peace missions, roughing it in sit-down actions outside nuclear power plants, protesting the Gulf War, and rushing off to zoning board, school board, water board, and food co-op meetings in the Vermont village where she now lives part of the year. Oscar Wilde once said that the problem with socialism was too many meetings. But Paley obviously wouldn't agree. As the mostly political writings collected in Just As I Thought demonstrate, she seems to thrive on steering committees. Some of the pieces are interesting. Many more, however, are tedious and too bound up with the factional battles of their own historical moment. Only true believers and diehard Paley partisans will be able to muster up interest in works like the Women's Pentagon Action Unity Statement that Paley wrote in 1982. The first pieces in the book are most characteristic of the Paley her readers love. In them, she traces the roots of her own political activism to her father the socialist, her uncle the anarchist, and her two aunts, a Zionist and a communist, respectively. The most powerful piece here is an autobiographical essay called Traveling, where Paley recalls a bus trip her mother and sister took down south in 1927, during which they refused to move to the front of the bus with the other white people. Paley connects this incident to her own memory of riding a bus to Florida in 1943 to rendezvous with her first husband, a soldier. On that journey, for a brief time, she held a black child on her lap, much to the disgust of a white passenger. Paley, now the grandmother of an interracial child, ends the essay by saying, "On just such a journey, when I was still quite young, I first knew my grandson, first held him close, but could protect him for only about 20 minutes, 50 years ago." As the writings move forward in time, Vietnam becomes the focus of Paley's public life. Everybody Tells the Truth is a piece written in 1971 that jumps out because of Paley's harsh judgments about bellicose American POWs she and other peace activists escorted home from North Vietnam. These days, Paley's POW criticism, as well as her idealization of the North Vietnamese, don't play so well. As other writings dogmatically illustrate, Paley's anti-war convictions are of a piece with her feminism. Paley is convinced that women are naturally kindlier and gentler. It's hard to believe this essentialist claptrap is coming from a woman who, as even the dullest pieces collected here illustrate, never ran from a fight. Irony. Working class, earthy irony. That's what Paley offers in abundance in her fiction, and that's what's so missing in these political writings. Just As I Thought is a sober testament to Paley's life of engagement, and I feel shallow for wishing it were entertaining, too. But that's the way it is. As a reader, I want roses and dancing, along with my bread and revolution.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Just As I Thought by Grace Paley.